One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Ghosts of the American Revolution, a conversation with Sam Beltrusis. The American Revolution was one of the darkest chapters in the history of a nation. Death, destruction, and the worst of human nature made themselves known all those years ago. But is the energy and emotion from that tragic time locked in history? Or do the same dark thoughts, fears, and anxieties remain today, not only in the living, but in the souls of the very people who once walked this earth in physical form all those years ago? Today, we hear about those spirits and listen to their words as we discuss the ghosts of the American Revolution. Obviously, there's a lot of books out there and a lot of research and talk about ghosts and stuff with the American Revolution. What was your interest point in this? What did you think you could bring to the table on this topic that others could not or have not? What angle did you want to take with launching this book?
Well, my purpose with writing Ghosts of the American Revolution is to kind of do it the way that I do my other books, which is approach it as someone who is clairvoyant. And not only am I a historian, I kind of view myself as a psychic time traveler, which fits perfectly with the Ghosts of the American Revolution. So I looked at the different locations with a lens of someone who knows the history, but also was really fascinated about talking to the spirits and communicating with the spirits along the way.
So was there any moment, I mean, what was it for you that made you go, you know, I want to do this topic. I want to look at this one specifically, because you've obviously focused on all different things from hotels and whatnot. But what was your driving idea? What was the kind of the moment that sparked you to go in that direction?
The moment that sparked my interest in the American Revolution had a lot to do with the mob associated with the Salem witch trials. And I know that's kind of a weird comparison, but I really feel like what fueled the American Revolution was the same mob violence that fueled the Salem witch trials of 1692. So I felt like there was a parallel there. I also felt compelled to talk to the spirits associated with the loyalists, the other side, the bad guys. And I got a lot of emotion from the loyalists, like the Oliver House spirits, where Sally Hutchinson, she wanted to communicate with me. So I wanted to do something that was not only focused on the patriots in America, but also focusing on the other side as well.
So this is not a book where we're just talking about recounting history. This is you going in, having conversations, and bringing essentially new dialogue to the table with people who have long since been deceased.
absolutely. The purpose or the goal of Ghost of the American Revolution was really to kind of focus on the other side. We do have some famous people featured in the book, like George Washington, but it's, I would say, like the darker side of George Washington. You know, talk to other players like his mother, Mary Washington, and I did do the Ben Franklin kind of chasing his spirit in Philadelphia. But what I uncovered in Philadelphia with Ben Franklin was hilarious. I mean, he has a potty mouth, and he's a potty mouth in the afterlife.
So tell me about how you began to do research for the book and how you began to put it together. What were some of your first steps in going down this journey?
So for me, that living in Boston, I have access to sort of the beginnings of the American Revolution. So I wanted to focus on like the beginnings when it was kind of crazy. Like they wanted to no taxation without representation, but Boston was the hub of the beginnings of the American Revolution. So I wanted to really focus on that. And because I live so close to the Battle of Bunker Hill, which was Breed's Hill, by the way, and really kind of dig into the misinformation and sort of the whitewashing of American history. And so Boston was my first approach. And then I went to New York City as well, because I lived in New York City for about 10 years. And I really wanted to focus on the history, the American Revolution history that was associated with New York City, which a lot of people don't know. New York was a major player during the American Revolution. And then I went to Philadelphia as well. So the goal was to go to locations that I knew very well and approach the spirits, not only the well-known spirits, but the ones that are often overlooked by the history books, and communicate with them.
So how did you go about doing that? Tell me about that process for you of going about and trying to communicate with the spirits who had passed on from that specific time.
For me personally, a lot of it is just going out in the field and retracing their steps. So for Ben Franklin, for example, I had an experience years ago when I was working as a tour guide in Boston, and what looked like Ben Franklin's ghost in the middle of the Boston Common. So that kind of inspired it. And then also I would go to, like, I would follow their footsteps. And if I encountered, like, at the locations that people have reported seeing, say, Ben Franklin's ghost or Mary Washington's ghost or Betsy Ross's ghost, and spend time there. And I wouldn't say I investigated, but as a clairvoyant, I can walk in a location and sometimes connect immediately with the energy at the location. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's like it's a mishit. But with these spirits, they were really wanting to talk, and they were wanting to set the record straight when it came to their role in the American Revolution.
So how do you go about this when you're trying to communicate and trying to get messages from that side? Are you communicating to them that, you know, hey, I'm working on this book. I want to hear your story. I want to hear it come from you. Or what is the process to get the information that you're looking for something like this?
It's different for every spirit that I communicate with. I view myself as a psychic time traveler, so I have the ability to, I can channel. I've channeled successfully for this book, where I'm literally taking on using myself as a vehicle to communicate with the spirits. I'm a psychometrist. A psychometrist is someone who could touch an artifact and basically back in time. Sometimes it's as simple as just like reaching out to them. I'm like, you know, hey, Ben Franklin, if you're here, let's talk, man. And that's kind of what happened with Ben Franklin. I literally went back in his footsteps to the locations where he's been spotted, and had an encounter outside of the Privy, which was his former home in Philadelphia. There's like a foundation where his house was, and I was like looking down. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's George Washington's old home. And there was the privy, which is the bathroom. I'm like, what's a privy? And I heard a voice behind me go, oh, well, that's where George Washington relieved himself. And I'm like, what? And I looked around, and there was nobody there. So I think it was Ben Franklin kind of like playing a joke on me, or just kind of having a potty mouth.
Well, when you have experiences like that, and you're in a setting of that nature, what is it like for you? I mean, try and describe it to someone who doesn't have those experiences. What are you hearing? What are you seeing as compared to what, you know, you would normally see when it's not a psychic type experience?
You know, for me, as someone that sort of like transports back in time in a lot of cases, for example, I did the anniversary of the Boston Massacre on the exact date, and it was right before COVID outbreak. So you can just kind of feel the energy in the air, and the reenactors were dressed up, and I felt like the spirit energy at the location was definitely stirred up by the reenactors. And so when I was there, I was kind of like, it was almost like I was transported literally back in time, not only with the people playing the characters or the people that were real people that died in the Boston Massacre, but I felt like I literally felt like I was going back 250 years. So it's like a That's So Raven moment for me. I will flash back, and I get snippets of information, and then I kind of come back to modern day, and then I have to piece together those snippets of information that I get, usually by touching something. Sometimes it's that being at the location where I'm able to do that time travel thing that I do. But it definitely, it's in my mind's eye a lot of times. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes I can like physically see the spirits. And the way I know that they're spirits and not people is I can't see their feet when I see them. So as a clairvoyant, it's a seer, but there's other senses that I use and other skills that I use as a psychic time traveler.
When you're getting information from the other side, is it more through observation when you're touching something and then you're kind of downloading that information and you're seeing it? Or is it like a conversation where you can literally go back and forth with the spirit on the other side?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes I will flash back and it's like a replay. So I'm seeing the replay from 300 years ago. And sometimes it is a conversation. I had, you know, this recurring dream of a African-American young man who was at the Oliver House. And I would dream this over and over again. And he was in spirit form when I was seeing him. And his conversation to me, we were like communicating back and forth. He's like, "You can see me?" And I'm like, "Yes, I can see you." And the fact that he's been overlooked historically for so many years and that I was able to see him gave him that closure that he wanted. He just wanted to know that he could be seen. And you know, a lot of like women, a lot of marginalized communities were overlooked. It's always been the focus on the white, you know, the white male, like the Paul Revere's, and even the loyal the British soldiers as well, the Redcoats, they've been overlooked too. So they have a lot of unfinished business that they wanted to communicate to me.
When you're doing that, and let's say it's a situation where you're almost going back in time, Scott Bakula-esque, quantum leaping it. I mean, obviously you're not going through and full on quantum leap, but when you're in that sort of a state, and you're seeing this other place in time, is it a reflection of the image that was, or do you believe you are actually going back in time? Because I have a follow-up question to that, but I want to hear that answer first.
You know, Tony, I think I'm not literally going back in time, but I see sort of like a videotape replay of what happened 250 years ago or 300 years ago. So I don't think I'm physically going back in time. I'm literally seeing what happened that many years ago, hundreds of years ago. So I'm not going back in time, but I'm seeing what happened 200 years ago.
And that makes sense, because what I was wondering was if you are in fact kind of going, you know, traveling back in time and having some sort of interaction with a living character from that time, would you then be the ghost to them, being this kind of out of context character that somehow is showing up and they're somehow seeing or communicating with in their lives?
And that's a very good point. I mean, I'm like, how do I appear to them? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're not afraid of me, which I would think if I came in ghost form, they would be afraid of me. And a lot of it at times is their response to me is, "Can you see me?" And I'm like, "Yes, I can see you," which is the common conversation that I have with pretty much every spirit that I encounter. It's like, "Can you see me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can see you."
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. to hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.